later to be dead.
Okay, you are all welcome. Please share with those you that was not around. Just share with them. You can share it on the page. You're all welcome. God bless you. I just wanted to wrap up with that. The reason why I'm talking like this, I just wanted to teach something very simple for you to understand. Also, for Daniel and Pastor Joe, never choose a woman because the lady gives you money. No. That money might be a trap. No. It might be a trap. Amen. Please, when you are choosing, choose somebody that helps you fulfill a purpose, an assignment, that will always hold your hand, encourage you, give you peace of mind. Yeah. I can mention as many as I can. I was talking about people who I know. I know not because of that they have sent me their picture. I know them by revelation. There are things I can say about the people I mentioned their names. And they will even ask me who told you. So if I was a fake person or a fraud, do you know per this revelation I know about them? Huh? Do you know per this revelation I know about them? Osofo, won't I take advantage? Yeah. All of them I mentioned, I know what they want, I know what they like, I know what they hate. They've not said anything to me. I know their weakness, I know all of them, their strength. Yeah. I know. So I can come as somebody God has bring to them as a life partner, but I might not be that one. But there is something I've seen in them they have not yet seen. They've not even told anyone. And that is what I would desire. Osofo, please, do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So there are pretenders that come around in the name of love. Pretenders, they come around in the name of love. They come around in the name of care. They come around in the name of they want to you know. Yes. Some people are even forcing some to be by force daughters and sons. Pastor Joe is serious. I'm also Daniel. The thing I'm saying, you don't know. Listen, all the ladies here, there is something about my life I don't normally speak about. Anyone that comes to me, anyone that talks to me, anyone that comes to my platform for about 5 times, you leave your information with me. That is how it is. Because of my assignment and the grace I carry. Yeah. So almost everyone on the page, you know, everyone on the page, almost, not everyone there, almost everyone on the page, I know everything about them. But I will, there is none I've ever said, I've said anything about them. I can't, you know, listen, the truth of the matter is that it's not that. There are people, they can come as if they are Holy Ghost filled. I said they are pretenders. Be careful. Don't choose because of anointing. Don't be deceived. You know what the Lord just said? The Lord said, one of you, a man of God knows you are dating. A man of God knows you have a man. The man of God told you, listen to me. Listen, the person, I won't mention the person. A man of God told you recently that the person you are with is not the one God has meant for you. A man of God told you. That a guy is not the one for you. A guy is not the one for you. And now you are even wondering whether what to do with him. That man of God is interested in you, if you don't know. So, there are some graces I've stopped. If you met me earlier in life, you wouldn't have liked me. Some of you, that times, the way I used to see things, you wouldn't even like me. These things are. Listen, I scared everyone around me. So people never liked coming around me because of the things I like saying. That is where I learned to be quiet. So I could be looking at you. I could be looking at you like that. Look at Poma. Very beautiful. With a very rich has a beloved, but they have crippled his beloved's money. So imagine if the beloved was having money by now, a beautiful and glorious wedding would have occurred. And they wouldn't even have been staying in Ghana. They will be going as if we are going to West Hamos and becoming. I'm telling you. There are things that happens. The right one too you will get. The enemy will frustrate that relationship. That is what they do. When you get the right one, they make sure that they will frustrate the right one. So the right one tells you, Charlie, me the 90s, I'm tired. Let's just leave these things and we all go our ways. I'm telling you. Let's just leave these things and go our way. They will frustrate it. When the bad one comes, they empower it. When the bad one comes, they empower it. These are some of the things we've not really come across, and we've not really realized that these are some of the things that is destroying us. Eh? This devil, he's a bastard. The way he will empower the force, he can even empower the force more than the real. You make the force look very real to you, eh? That is why some of you by now, you are even giving birth to people, and these people have left you. He made the force so look real. And you thought that was the best. I'm telling you, he will make sure he frustrates the best and empowers the good. Should I leave the music or I should play the strings? Yeah, I'm telling you. You can see, this devil, but in the name of Jesus, we will put him at his place. Yeah. The question is, look at how beautiful Lonely Way is. Just look at how beautiful Lonely Way is. Spent her entire life with a man to a point that the man had to leave her. And now she has been struggling with her alone, a single mother, taking care of two children. Imagine. How much will you get? How much will your children eat? The school fees, whatever your parents, his siblings, and his more. Imagine how
Kaba, with such a beauty and with such a good body, a better man should have held there. But the enemy empowered the force and brought the force and made it look like very real. Empowered it and made it look very real.
Hey, when the soft will be catch us up, be careful. Oh boy. What's here? Look at look at the China. Very good looking person. A good heart. A good heart. Good shape. The devil empowered a false person. Even it wasn't a false, it was the right. The question is, when the right came, the devil made sure he frustrated the right till the right left. It is through prayers the Lord has started connecting things between her and the child's father. It is just right recently. The Lord has started connecting things and working things for them. But the question is, she has stayed alone for a long time. With what she carries, with what her body can offer her, can she go and do these beautiful things? Some of them are putting on and they will attract men in a simple way. Look at Ellen. Do you know why I'm mentioning their names? I'm mentioning them to let them know that it's not. I'm telling you, listen. Look at Ellen. A very beautiful person with a very good, powerful shape. The one you like, no? Uh-huh. Have you seen the one you people you like? No? Uh-huh. Very powerful. But the problem is that all these people I know, I'm mentioning names. I will address everybody, you know. Don't worry, I will address everybody. Powerful shape. But any good one that comes, the enemy frustrated. Any good one that will come, the enemy will frustrate it till it destroys. That is the kind of nonsense this devil is doing now. Keep frustrating like that. Yeah. Look at Tracy Boache. Look at Tracy Boache. Have you seen Tracy Boache? A powerful one. But Adi and Kebesi, Nedi and Nimunyam Shah Brennan, the thing is still delayed.
what you are doing, Amekana? Eh, Ben Mabuni San. I'm coming to say something. What should happen to her that should bring a very glory, because that is the glory every woman is desiring. The thing is not happening. It is not happening. That is what he would make sure he frustrates the real and empower the false. Look at Afiba. Very beautiful person and intelligent. Yeah. Afiba. She's very do you know intelligent people? Very intelligent. But anytime good people comes, the enemy frustrated. I'm telling you. That's how it is. Keep on manipulating things. You will ask yourself, how is these things happening? When you look at yourself, he will even give you options to take. Listen. Let me tell you the truth. Eh? I mean, kind of cringe. Let me say this truth to you. Some of you, there is nothing on this earth you want to use to look good. You can never get to look good. Abena Afriye, global worshipper, Rainy, Afiba, they are all like that kind of smallish people in nature. But do you know, if they want to be messing up and be fooling around like how others and Abena impact, they are not that fleshy people. If they want to be messing up and be doing whatever they want to do, do you know they can put on certain clothes and within 2 seconds, they will get three people rushing after them every day. They can put on certain clothes. Within 3 seconds, people will be rushing. Yes. Kusyanimako. Jesus Christ. Kusyanimako. Like somebody calling a. Yeah. Very beautiful people. Yeah. But the question is, they want real people. If it was any other man, they would have had thousands. But they want real people. And the real people too, when they come, the devil frustrates them.
you get what I'm trying to say?
The devil frustrates them.
I know everybody saw Eunice. I know everybody saw Eunice. You all saw Eunice, right?
Auntie, the question is, with this kind of shape and body Eunice has, Akosua Eunice has, Auntie, okase ope bema o onono onono onyana.
That's the question. Okase ope onya.
But the question is, she's also afraid. She's also afraid because she might not know who is the good person. So she is afraid.
I believe you all saw her. When those of you who came with her from Kumasi, I believe you saw her.
Yes.
It is on okase opebema. Let's face the truth. Into opese or like ope on timinya bema.
If you ask her now, she's still single now.
The question is, say, into opebema, when she gets it simple, very simple. I know when I sent Nana my picture on the groups, most of you were shocked, right? Most of you were shocked. I know somebody asked me, so is it the Nanama you've been insulting on podium? I say yes. I said, wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
But the question is, the real people, when they come, the enemy frustrated and empowered the bad people.
Yeah.
So the question is, if it is because of any man we want, would we have been struggling? No. We can choose any man we want. There are plenty men everywhere. Even people that can. Is it not true? People who can offer us better things without us struggling, you will get. Yeah. I'm citing all these examples just to make you understand. It's not that people don't want to choose or people are not ready for life. But the question is, when the people come, they might not have enough time to discern them. That is the fear most of them have. That is the fear most of them have. Because the time is going, Daben. The problem is that age is catching up with me. You understand what I'm trying to say? Age is catching up with me. And a person comes, and I'm with the person. How many, man of God, let's be real. Honestly, how many time do I have to really take my time and really discern the person well? How? Then I have to just commit. When it works, it works. Even if it doesn't work, I have to stay in it like that. I have to force it to work. Does it? That is why I'm trying to tell you, any kind of prayer you have to pray, pray it now. Church, prepare now. Get all the wisdom you want now. Okay? When men come, yeah, get all the knowledge now. That is what I'm telling you. Get all the knowledge now. These things I'm teaching you now, they are realities you need to know. The question is, there is nothing like a perfect guy or a perfect woman anywhere, including me. Me, as you see me, I'm a very hard person to stay with. Me, you don't know. So if somebody can stay with me, a person has done well, Papa. I'm a very hard person. When you joke, I will give it to you right there. No. You see me smiling, laughing. I will give it to you there. No. I'm telling you. So if somebody can have such a patience to stay with me, I'm telling you, the truth of the matter is, there is nobody on this earth that is called a perfect man or a perfect woman. But with knowledge, we use the knowledge we have to shape these people to become perfect beings for us. So what you have to do now is that, my beautiful ladies, by the grace of God, I am blessed with beautiful hearts and beautiful people. Quality people. I'm telling you. That is one thing I thank God for. Yeah? Very beautiful people. The question is, build knowledge now. Do you know? Initially, I used to talk about relationship and marriage more. Do you remember? Some months ago, I used to talk about relationship plenty, and it really helped people. Some people would have made the greatest mistakes in their life. Some people would have made the greatest mistakes in their life. And it got to a time I had to pause and be, you know. And it really helped people. the truth of the matter is that get knowledge today. Get knowledge today. These things I'm teaching, please learn, okay? You won't get it as perfect as you want it. Do you hear what I'm just saying? You won't get it as perfect as you want. You need to shape it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You need to shape it. You won't get it as perfect as you are imagining in your head. You know? I want somebody like yes, the person is coming from heaven, or you know, with a perfect height, with a perfect beard, with a perfect... Listen, there is nothing you want in this earth that we cannot buy it in the market. This is a wisdom I just said. This is where wisdom... I just said a strong wisdom. Some of you don't even know. There is nothing on this earth you want. You cannot get it in the market unless tallness. Apart from tallness... When the person is short, the other person is short. Apart from tallness, there is nothing you want you cannot buy with money. Don't you? If you want to build a good ship, can't you build a good ship? The question is, can't you build it? You can. A man who has beard. Sister, don't we buy beer these days on the market? We buy it. So the wisdom is that whatever you want, you shape it to be like the one you want. That is the wisdom here. There is nothing as perfect anywhere. You shape it. But before you do that, you need to engage, get enough wisdom to be able to accommodate. You have to have a big heart to accommodate all the weaknesses of the person. Accommodate it. If you don't have such a heart, you can't. Because you might not like everything you see. Yes. Accommodate it. Get all the wisdom you need, because there's nothing as a perfect person anyway. You build it, you shape it to become the perfect you want, not everybody. Yeah. Shape it. You invest in what you love. Is it not true? You invest in what you love. So when you love something, you invest much in it. So that it will come out very nice per the way you want it. Are you really listening to me? You shape it. Yeah. Do you know the knowledge I have? Do you think any person who comes around me will still be fooling? You become spiritual. Ah. Yeah. All those who came for the watch night, you saw I poured oil on my beloved. Do you know that? Do you know I poured oil on her? Yeah. And I impacted her. Do you know what I'm doing? She can't fool. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You invest in what you want to see in a man or you invest in it. It is built. We take time to do it. And yet, we just do. We don't just start from a day and we do it. No. You invest in it. Church, do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Guinness. But it takes time. You need to have the heart to accommodate it. But you need to get time and invest in that thing. If the person you are going out or you saw doesn't know how to talk, shout at you, we invest in such a person. As I'm not making money, we invest in such a person. You take your time to invest much in that person. Till the person develops the way to talk, you start the conversation, not the person starts it. Everything, the person will be talking da. When the person is talking da, you calm down. Okay, you know, nobody should hear. So you see, when we are doing, you invest that thing. It won't be so much long that thing will be, that person will begin to adjust and adapt to the very nature you are introducing to the person, because the person was brought out based on how the parents want him to be. Every man or woman was brought up in a way the father and the mother wants him to be. Yeah. So there are people naturally, they are spoiled brats because that is how the parents developed them. They fed them with a lot of sporty things. But, you know, yeah. If I tell you who my lady's father is, and you see her like that, you know that it has taken a lot of time. You will know. It has taken a lot of time. There is nothing she wanted. The father never provided for her. There was nothing. Nothing. That is daddy's daughter. Me ni na tie firi ne ni so sey wan. Because anytime they take her out, they take her to some, you know, they take her out. They take her to, you know, have you seen those things? They take her out. They have to go and get her a place, a nice place to be, and all those, that kind of. When she came to me, I killed all that desire. Hey, I don't go out. whatever you want in this earth, I can give it to you. But no. Whatever you want to enjoy outside, take money, go and gather it, bring it home, and come and let's enjoy it here. Simple. But I'm trying to tell you that there are a lot of things in the mind. We take time to build it. So do you know that even when you take her out or you don't take her out, she's okay with it. And she has now become like adjusted to it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But it takes time to invest in such things. Listen to me carefully. The only thing I want is that when the man is available, introduce the man. Simple. When the woman is available, introduce the woman. Let us know who that person is. And let's start investing in that man with knowledge and wisdom. Let us invest in that woman with knowledge and wisdom. The truth of the matter is that with such wisdom, there is nobody I want in this earth I will not have. Nobody. Any kind, any type, any kind of woman I want in this earth, I will get that person. Do you know why? It's because of knowledge. I have filled these brains with knowledge. So I know how to live with any of them. This is how we built it. I beg. It is possible. Your marriage is possible next year. It the only thing you need right now. Need to build knowledge. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Build knowledge. The people around, there are people who have come on the line because there are people who have showed interest. Yeah. About two or three. Right now, pray over them. Pray over them. Take time and pray over them. Make a choice. Prayerfully make a choice. And after prayerfully making a choice, you start investing in the choice you have made. Please, did you get what I said? Yeah. Prayerfully make a choice and start investing in the choice you have made. Anything you see in the person and you don't like it, shape it. Keep shaping it. Keep shaping it till it becomes better for you. Yeah. That is what anything that is important in this earth, it is hidden. It is not outside. It is not seen everywhere. The most precious part in your body, can it be seen outside? The most delicate part of your body, can it be seen outside? No. Because every precious thing is hidden. That is why your heart is hidden. That is why your lungs are hidden. That is why your kidneys are hidden. They are the most precious parts of your body. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So there is nobody you will see walking on this earth, just in a perfect mood. No. All the best, important, and good materials are hidden inside the person. You need to bring it out yourself. Can you hear me well? Yeah. You need to bring it out yourself. It takes a lot of time, but you need to learn how to bring it. That is why, can we see gold on the ground? Can you see gold lying on the street? Can you see diamonds lying on the street? Where is it now? Where is it? It is underground. It is inside the soil. Because it is hidden, it takes time. It takes a lot of time to bring out what we call a real gold. You might even bring a shining stone thinking it is gold. And even when you bring it, you need to test it by fire. Is it not true? You need to test it by fire to prove its purity. It's wisdom I'm talking to you. You better listen to me. It is hidden. Sir, Aaron, you might not, you won't get a perfect beloved though. No, you won't get a perfect beloved. You need to bring that perfectness you want out of her. Yeah. Focus on that person alone and bring it out. Church, are you listening to me? Focus on that person alone and bring it out. Focus on that person and bring it out. Because if you go out there, I'm telling you the truth, you will see 10 times people better than the person you have. And the person, those people you see 10 times too, they have a problem. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Uh-huh. Whatever you see in anybody, there is another thing that is wrong with the person you need to also work on. There is another thing you need to work on in those people. You understand? Yeah. That is what I'm trying to say. If you don't have the heart to contain all these imperfections in the heart of the person or in the life of the person, you can't, because you want the best. Because you want the best, when you even take a clay, there might be gold in the clay. You need to take your time, remove all the clay, and before you can get the real gold in the person. Yeah, we shape ourselves to become the best we want. Church, listen to me. Peter, you won't get a perfect beloved. Pastor Joe, you won't get a perfect beloved. Kwame, you won't get a perfect beloved. You bring it out through knowledge. Can you hear me? You bring it out through knowledge. That perfection you want, you bring it out through knowledge. And with patience. It takes time. My beautiful ladies, listen to me. Afiba, you won't get the best. You need to force and bring it out. It takes time, but you need to work. Grace, you won't get the best. It takes time. Asada, you won't get the best. It takes time. The people that normally seems to be the best, they are faking. They are not the best. Wendy, you won't get the best. You need to bring it out. Harriet, you won't get the best. Bree, you won't get the best. get the best. You get the best. Yeah. You won't get the best. So when God brings the man and you prayerfully pray, listen, this afternoon, I will explain to you how to hear the voice of God from your inner man. Okay? Okay. I will teach you. I will take time and really teach you well. Come well. Okay? So that you will know how to make correct choices for yourself. I will teach you all the people you are praying about, even if it is two men, at least there is one of them. Anytime you mention his name and you are praying, there is something you feel. Some of them you feel unusual. Some of them you have this funny, like it looks like you feel restless. I said, I want it to be. And some of them, you feel okay. You just feel peace within you. It's okay. It looks like whenever you are mentioning the person's name and you are mentioning Dave and you are praying, Dave, Kapala Soverete Mola Kivas Elibo Tigabahas. Yes. I think it looks like you are okay. That is the person. That is one of the inner way the Holy Spirit gives informations to us. Church, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm about close and I said, I'm taking just a few minutes of your time. In the afternoon, let's come early, exactly 2 p.m. Exactly 2 p.m., let's come early and the Lord will help us. Okay? Let's come early. Yeah. On Friday, God willing, on Friday, I want you to prepare a seed and come and drop it on this altar. Okay? On Friday, God willing. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. So, I think with this few knowledge, you've now come to an understanding about how to really make choices and work on the choice you make. And that is why I always tell you, don't rely much on prophecy, because even if it was prophesied, the person is still a man. You need to work on the man. You get what I'm trying to say? Yes. Even if it was prophesied, the person is still a man. You need to work on the person. That is why some of you normally get disappointed. That is why some of you normally get disappointed, because you thought because it is prophecy, you want to go and see a perfect person. It is never true. Oh, I should post it. So how will I team it? Team Ben Amnibetuso. If I should post this message, the question is, Team Ben Amnibetuso. Oh, Grace Abounds. Grace Abounds is also here. Very powerful. I should choose where. Yeah. Making the right choices, eh? Yeah. Wow, how to live with the impossible. Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. So I'll post it. It's just an message, so you can just take time and listen carefully. Okay? Please. From today, I know that fear of making wrong choices, right choices has left you. Huh? So
I hope it has left you now. Yeah, so now you can choose the person. Okay, this afternoon I will add up. Okay, this afternoon I will really add up how to really discern by your inner witness. I want to say within yourself, how you can hear the voice of God within yourself. When I end this afternoon, never be afraid to make a good choice for yourself. Okay? And I told you that every choice you make, you work on the choice. Huh? Don't be afraid. So Bree, I know the next time, a week by now, I know you'll call me and tell me, Papa, you know, and now I've started working on the thing. Yeah, everybody. Akosua Eunice, I know by next week, after today's teaching, by next week, you have to be able to tell me, Cecilia Afa, you've now made a good choice for yourself by the help of the teaching and prayer. Then you start working. Okay? And no one, you work on the person. Okay? And no one. It's the same next year, Munina, I'm worried. Next year, Munina, I'm worried. What here? Ready, baby, a choir, Munina. Now, fuckra. Amen. Amen. So, that's what at least we've learned. Have you seen what one prophecy brought? Just a prophecy. Have you seen how God talks to us? Just have you seen how one prophecy just brought to us? It has given us more than 3 hours sermon. Just one prophecy has given us 3 hours sermon. So that is how it is. We will not be afraid again. You will not be afraid to make choices on ourselves. This afternoon I'll be teaching. I'll make sure I teach it well, so that you quickly understand it about how to hear God from your inner self, and we'll work on it. Is that clear? Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these wonderful people you have given to me this morning, that God, let your hand come upon them and let your grace rest upon them concerning decisions in their lives, concerning matters in their life. Give them the right knowledge and understanding, the wisdom to be able to lead and do whatever you have programmed in their lives to be doing. Their ministries, their marriages, their relationship, their financial lives, everything. I pray, let this wisdom rest on them and let the favor of God speak for them. This week, I decree and declare, you will testify. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Okay. Wow. So you said what team gra should I put on it, gra? Amen. Amen to all your prayers. I should build what you want. Should we put that in? Okay. So I'll just post it. It's just 1 hour, so you can listen and make decisions for yourself. This afternoon's own too, I'll be posting it. So that you can combine two of them and really listen and Bibi Abefa. Sharp cra. Bibi Abefa. I mean Shram. Blessed Tena, you are late. God bless you. You came to second service and no cry, you are late. Second service cry, you are late. Hey! It's serious. So second service cry, you are late. Okay, take care. Shalom, everybody. We shall meet exactly 2 p.m. today. Shalom, church. Shalom, church. Bye-bye.